The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Steve Bannon and Bernie Kerik. Fear. Assassination attempt will be made on President Trump. That would be the next thing to happen if these people can't get their way. That might sound shocking to some people, but it really shouldn't, because this is how awful, lawless, communist regimes function. So they're really just taking the logical conclusion of what they have seen in world history. This isn't them fearing because they're being conspiratorial. They're not just coming up with things or saying this because they've lost their mind. The FBI raid on Donald Trump's home has made them lose their mind. No. The FBI raid on Donald Trump's home is the final piece to finally have people who gave the FBI a benefit of the doubt. And I'm talking about all FBI agents. Remember, these agents were in Florida. They didn't have to fly in their special agents that obey evil orders. The FBI is so corrupt that they can tell any FBI agent in any state to do something evil, and they will do it. To destroy any sensibility of America, they'll do it for a paycheck, clearly. Because they've probably been vetted, and most of them are Democrats. I think even the whistleblowers are Democrats. I do. I think the FBI has been so vetted that there aren't conservatives. There are some Democrats who didn't sign up to be communists, who have been fooled by the Democrat Party and didn't realize the Democrat Party has always been the Communist Party. The Democrat Party has always been the force of evil. Always. In America. If you name an evil sin that you might want to say America committed, it's the Democrat Party who committed it, not America. People don't even realize that. The Democrat Party screams about the sins of America. They're really screaming about the sins of their past. And they say America to try to make you think that, oh, it was all of America, because they can't justify their sins. So, like, slavery was not all of America. Everybody knows that. But who were the prominent pushers always for slavery? The Democrats. When the Republicans tried to free, and did eventually with Abraham Lincoln, when the Republicans freed the slaves, you know, there was not one Republican who was a slave owner. Not one. The slave owners were all Democrats. You know that, don't you? You couldn't have been a Republican and been a slave owner. I'm not talking about the founding fathers. There were some slave owners in the founding fathers. I'm talking about during the Civil War, the Republican Party. There were no slave owners. So the Democrat, it was a Democrat sin. They like to do North and South and stuff because of where the Democrats were concentrated. But understand that the Democrats in the North were pro-slavery. You better understand, the Democrats in New York did not want to abolish slavery, but they were outnumbered by Republicans at the time. A lot of people don't understand why things shifted. And around the Civil War time, the North was way more conservative and the South was way more Democrat. And in this day and age, you have the South more Democrat. More Republican, and the North more Democrat. I don't want to drift too far, because I might drift. Some of you are probably wondering why that is. I'm going to get to Steve Bannon and Bernie Kerik and their fear of Trump's assassination. But this ties in, you need to know the history of America. So let me quickly, it's very simple, very quickly show you. Population moved. Jobs in the North, especially manufacturing jobs, brought people up from the South. And as the Democrats came from the South for jobs in the North, DeNorth became less and less conservative. I mean, I'm from Detroit originally. Detroit used to vote for Republicans all the way up into the 50s. As soon as they stopped voting for Republican mayors in Detroit, the decline of Detroit immediately happened. And once there was never another Republican elected, Detroit was booming. As soon as Democrats took control, it started its downturn and completely fell, and they never put Republicans back in. And so it became a piece of crap Detroit that a lot of people know. That's not coincidence. I mean, just show these shifts were happening. So, and that was because of the manufacturing jobs. Democrats were flocking to Detroit. So you had Democrats moving up. What happened? How did the South all of a sudden start to get Republicans? Do you know, it's funny. This will sound funny at first, but it's true. Air conditioning. Air conditioning happened. Nobody wanted to live in the South because it was way too hot and you couldn't get relief. But as soon as you could have an air-conditioned home and you could have an air-conditioned apartment building, air conditioning, that allowed people in the North, and especially business-minded people who were more conservative, to, oh, this is going to be booming. This is going to be a business venture because people are going to flock there. People are going to live there because of air conditioning. And that drove a lot of conservatives down to the South. That really is what happened. And that's how you had such a shift. It wasn't people shifted political views. It was population movement, not Democrats in the South became Republicans. Democrats who supported slavery became Republicans. No, that did not happen. The Democrats were still Democrats. Anyways, you needed to know that. Now that you understand, the Democrat Party has always been a bastion of evil, pushing for slavery. They're the ones that wanted to, and still do, want to murder babies in the womb. Anything that is so awful you can't imagine. They always point to the Trail of Tears, the persecution of Indians. Andrew Jackson, the very first Democrat president, was the one who did that. So whenever they point to America, it's them. The Democrat Party owes black people reparations, not Americans. The Democrat Party does. The Democrat Party is the evil that has always been the evil. If it's evil, the Democrat Party supports it. Always. Whatever moment in time, whatever the most evil thing is in that generation, it was pushed by the Democrat Party. Always. That is never not the case. Now we have the Democrat Party, who is the downfall of America, who have overthrown elections and destroyed our election process, overthrown our government, destroyed the FBI, turned it into a Gestapo, and now people have to fear that their political candidate on the conservative side could be assassinated. And these are legitimate fears because it's the next step. Here is Steve Bannon and Bernie Kirk talking about this. InfoWars had this. Take a listen.
I do not think it's beyond this administrative state and their deep state apparatus to actually try to work on the assassination of President Trump. I think everything's on the table. I think his security ought to be at the highest it's ever been. And honestly, I think he ought to, and I think he should have flown down to Mar-a-Lago this morning, walked out there at noon today and said, hey, I'm running for president of the United States. Suck on that.
If you remember back in 2016, when right before he got elected, I was in Washington, D.C. I was at a couple different social events, and I heard people talking. They said the Democrats want this guy so bad that they wouldn't put assassination behind it. And I'm going to tell you something. They've tried impeachment. They've tried another impeachment. They've tried one investigation after another. This is about one thing. This is about stopping him from running in 2024. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not into conspiracies. I'm not into anti-government rhetoric. This is the first time in my lifetime that I would say I am deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination behind these people.
I think he's 100% right because of history. Understand, if you look at world history where one political party overthrows the elections in that country. Just take America out of it. Let's give you this scenario. A political party overthrows the elections, and it's obvious, and everybody knows, oh my gosh, the election was completely overthrown. Even the people on the side that voted for that political party, they all know it. They just go with the lie and because their side won, so they don't care. But they all know it. They know it more than the people who are on the other side who are like, was it stolen? But yeah, it was stolen. Okay, but it was so obvious. So obvious that they had to go to extremes that they shut the election down and stuffed ballots. Folks, they were caught on tape. This is the other thing. There was security tape in Atlanta showing them pull out suitcases full of ballots and running it through the machines three times each of the suitcases. Thousands of cheating votes caught on tape by security cameras because they didn't know the security cameras were there. And the media said, that's not any evidence of anything. There's no evidence. I mean, security cameras catching us stuffing the ballots and suitcases full of thousands and thousands of ballots running through the machines illegally after we kicked our political opponents out and lied and said that there was a water main break. We made that up and lied, made everyone leave, and then we pull out the suitcases and then we stuffed the ballot. But that's normal procedure. I mean, these Republicans that say the election was stolen, don't you know it's normal procedure? That in every place where they count ballots, did you know that it's normal procedure to kick everybody out and then pull out suitcases full of ballots and run them through machines? I mean, it happens in every single county, everywhere. Normal. Well, for the Democrats, it is normal procedure. So that's why they were saying, that ain't nothing. That's nothing. We do that all the time. That happens in Detroit every single election. Happens in Atlanta every single election. It's just we forgot that there would be security cameras and we were so obvious about it. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, the point is everybody knows the election was stolen. Anyone who denies it is a flat-out liar or a moron. You have to be an idiot and a moron or a liar. Which one are you? Say that I'm wrong about the election being stolen and you're a moron or you're a flat-out lying scum. I don't know which one you choose. Maybe you shouldn't be either and say, yeah, the election was stolen. That's the other option. But some people are too stubborn and just rather be a moron or a liar. So they can be. They're choosing it. They want to be. So we have a situation where our election was stolen. And if this happened in another country, an overthrow of the election, now that political opposition that they stole it from has even more support and is going to rise up against the very people. Again, pretend this isn't America. Let me say this happens in Cuba. I don't know. I'm just randomly saying Cuba, but Cuba is a communist nation. But anyways, it doesn't matter who it is. Brazil. Let's just do Brazil. So they steal the election in Brazil. That same leader is still around and is even more popular and decides, I'm running again with even more. And we know you stole the election. We're going to watch. We know what you've done. We know how you stole the election. The party that you know overthrew and are a bunch of evil communists. And then they try to frame and have been trying to frame that political leader for years and years and years in Brazil. Then that political leader is like, you can't, I'm so clean. You can never even find anything. And his momentum gets more and more and keeps exposing how evil they are. What is the next step in Brazil by that evil regime? Do you think that political leader makes it through to the next election all the way through and is allowed to win? Or is it that in all other countries where this happens, in all of world history, the next step is assassination? Now, am I exaggerating? Am I lying? If this was Brazil and it was happening in Brazil, would not almost everyone say, my goodness, that political leader's life is in extreme danger? The opposite party has overthrown the election and stole it from the rightful winner, which was him. They've been trying to frame him. They can't get anything to stick. And he's going to run again and has even more popularity. And you think we wouldn't be saying that Brazilian leader's life would be in danger of assassination? Everyone around the world would say it. But this is America, Ben. Democrats, they're not that evil, especially the communist Democrats in their party. We have the nicest communists in the world. Didn't you know? Our communists don't act like communists. Our communists are nice and wonderful. Except for the Democrat Party has been the most evil force, the most evil political party in the history of the world. The Democrat Party has been a force for evil. And now we have the FBI completely out of control. The FBI cannot be redeemed. It's not possible. The American people will never trust him. In fact, any cases going forward that the FBI brings, every lawyer should be saying they're planting evidence. They're known to lie. Their search warrants are invalid. They're untrustworthy. They are known liars. And every single criminal should probably use that as a defense because it's true. You can't trust anything they say. No American is going to trust them. It's over for the FBI. I'm not exaggerating. It's over, and I'm talking about for the American people to trust them. It's not over in their power. They won't care. They're run by communists now. The communists don't care. They don't care about elections. They don't care what you think. They don't care if there's committees to talk about them. And the Republicans can have committees and talk about them. What they care about is anyone who has the power to have action. And in my last show, and I have to reemphasize this because people think, well, nothing can be done. Yes, there is something that can be done. Governors can kick the FBI out of their states. What people don't realize is our forefathers set up that the states have the power, not the federal government. You need to realize this. And this was on purpose. And some of our forefathers didn't even want to have any federal government because they were afraid it would be abused, just like it is. And they were right. But the states still have power. Your governor, if it's a Republican governor, absolutely has the power to shut the FBI down in his state and kick them out in one day. But your Republican governors do not want you to know they have this power because they're scared to death to do it. Because the media will come after them, and they're wimps about the media. That's the truth. I know they'll be offended, but come on, be honest. You're afraid of the media. Prove me wrong. Kick the FBI out of your state, and then I will say you're the one governor who's not afraid of the media. They've all been conditioned to be afraid. They have the absolute power. They can kick the FBI out of their states, and that is the action you're looking for. You know how effective, I don't think people realize what I'm saying, how effective this would be. Not only does it protect the citizens of the state, it destroys the power the FBI has. The FBI and the deep state. The deep state wouldn't know what to do without the FBI. They would, our power is gone to intimidate people in states. It would totally, you don't have to even defund them. All you have to do is just kick them out. Boop. Game, set, match. Done. Now, of course, they will fight. And of course, Biden's administration will then threaten the funding of the state. And then the state, all it should do is threaten to say, okay, you can't collect taxes in my state, and have a constitutional battle the way our Constitution was designed. Each state is supposed to be like its own little miniature nation. And the Constitution is the one thing that is the supreme law of the land that each state chooses to and should be under. So as long as the state doesn't violate the Constitution, that's it. That's the only power the federal government has over your state, is whatever is in the Constitution. All other things, the state just allows on its own free will. Did you know that? It's all on their own free will. A state does not have to do anything other than obey the Constitution. The FBI has no constitutional right. There's nothing that protects them. A state can kick the FBI out in 2 seconds. The state can kick out any federal agency. They can, if they want to. They have this power, and I know the governors are quaking right now that are Republican because they're going to prove that they're useless by not doing anything. If your governor doesn't do this, it's the end of America anyways. It really is. And since they're not standing up to fight for America and The founding fathers made their state and made the governor powerful to do this, to protect us against this stuff. If they don't do it, and they won't, they're too wimpy. No, it's not because they can't. It's because they're just scared. They want to hide. And they're more afraid of a liberal CNN than they are of you. They don't care what you say. They care what CNN says. And the proof is they won't do what I'm saying. If I was a governor, I would have already done it yesterday. I'm not kidding. It's not a joke. I would have done it yesterday. But 99% of Americans that are conservative don't have the courage to do it. Folks, I don't even think Donald Trump, if he was governor, would do what I'm saying. Do you understand me? I don't even think Donald Trump would do it. I would. I told Laura Trump when I was on the radio and I got the honor of interviewing her, when Trump was in office, to fire and kick out the FBI from Washington, D.C. and make their headquarters be in Texas at the border. So I was already there then. I'm out of time. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya. If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out The Daniel Natal Show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com. Well, if you've gotten this far, you must really love our content. But have you checked out thenewamerican.com fully? You need to go check it out. You can subscribe to the twice monthly magazine. It's a physical magazine that can arrive to your home. So that's awesome. But you can also daily at the website get new stuff every single day when you go to thenewamerican.com. So if you haven't done that, go there, do it, and subscribe. Hey folks, The New American is guided by the Constitution. They are all about fighting for the freedoms that the Constitution guarantees us and how the Constitution limits government. And they're all about keeping the government limited according to what the Constitution and our forefathers set up. If you have not understood what The New American is about, well, I think that pretty much sums it up. Keeping America what it was supposed to be, a lawful constitutional government, and the Constitution is king in America, and it should be, and we need to protect it. And you can help by going to thenewamerican.com and subscribing as well. Do it. Folks, do you know what the John Birch Society is all about? Let me show you. They want less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world. Who doesn't want that? Have you ever checked out the John Birch Society and gone to jbs.org? Well, if you haven't, and you are someone who loves the Constitution, you might want to do it. So go to jbs.org. Go check it out now.